In a scene bringing back images of Big Tobacco CEOs taking the oath, Barrett and four other drug company leaders offered differing takes on how they sent millions of painkiller pills into parts of West Virginia. Barrett specifically addressed two pharmacies that prosecutors called pill mills.
With the benefit of hindsight, I wish we had moved faster and asked a different set of questions. I'm deeply sorry that we did not.
But when repeatedly asked if Cardinal's actions contributed to the opioid epidemic, Barrett told the House subcommittee,
"No, sir, I do not believe that we contributed to the opioid crisis."
Moments later, the board chair of Springboro-based drug distributor Miami Lucan told members that his company did contribute to the opioid crisis. Cardinal faces more than 300 lawsuits from state and local governments for how it distributed pain pills. For Ohio Public Radio, I'm Steve Brown in Columbus.